Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, there is such an ironic twist to this story, of course. Even with all these delays, these stations are going to reopen. Is anybody even going to be on BART by June 13th?
Well, there's somebody's going to be on it, but the last time we checked, they were running about 20,000, 29,000 people through the system daily, which is up, but it's a long way from the 400,000 that were riding it before the pandemic. But you know, Jeff, it might be a good way for it to get off to a slow start, because then if there are any glitches, they've been running trains to test it, but if there's any glitches, a lot of people aren't going to be affected. So it'll give them a chance to do sort of a slow rollout. Right, exactly.
Okay, so remind us about the delays. What took so long?
Well, there was problems with the funding, trying to line that up, and then they had some technicals, as usual, and construction took a little longer than expected, and you put it together. And actually, in terms of Bay Area transit projects, it came in pretty much on schedule, which is late. If you know any history, whether it's the Bay Bridge or the Central Subway or whatever, we're sort of notorious for that. It's also, you know, I find it fascinating, we're going to be able to hop on a train and start rolling around the Bay Area, and they're making a big deal about connecting San Jose up with the BART system. But the irony here is that you'll get on it, but you're not going to get to San Francisco anytime soon, because it goes everywhere but San Francisco. And if you're going from San Jose on this to San Francisco, you actually have to go around through Fremont, up the East Bay to Oakland, and then over through the Transbay Tube to San Francisco. There's no plans for a direct link from San Francisco to San Jose. The next extension is going to be from San Jose to Santa Clara, but even then, it's not going to connect with San Francisco.
So, Phil, we know it's 2 years late. How about budget-wise? Do we know how much over budget or under budget it is?
Well, it's about, let's see, it started, it's 10 miles, it's $2.3 billion. I think it came in okay as far as money goes. It was the time effort that took extra long. But again, you know, Jeff, it's interesting. Like, you'll be able to, it goes to the East Bay. And it just underscores a bit of, you know, in San Francisco and the Bay Area, when it comes to transit, sometimes you have to go around your elbow to get to your thumb.
Was it ever going to go directly to San Francisco,
no,
Phil?
That's just it, Patty, because Caltrain, community system that runs from San Jose to San Francisco, that's sort of their territory. So if you were going to, let's say, you were going to go on BART and from the south, from San Jose, and go to San Francisco, you would go around and all the way around the bay to get there. If you were going from San Jose to San Francisco directly on Caltrain, you wind up at 4th and King, and there's no BART station or any connection around there except for Muni. So once again, we've managed to put in a new line that doesn't really get us where we're going as fast as we'd like to get there sometime, but that's politics.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.